hearing none. As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are further interested in AMRON emergency protocol, please visit the website at AMRON.com, AMRRON.com. There's a lot of really cool information on there. There's forms, anything you could imagine about AMRON and a lot of radio skills education. All right, this is week 237 of the AMRON Net. AMRON stands for the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. I spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's also important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication that you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the AMRON Channel 3 project, that's off the repeater, that's on GMRS FRS Channel 3, MERS Channel 3, CB Channel 3, usually before the net, and Ham Simplex 146.420 frequency. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. More about that later. This is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, like I said, visit the AMRON website at AMRRON.com. Also, be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at SOAMRON.com. That's like Southern Oregon, SOAMRRON.com. For local information, as well as the early check-in form on the main page. And you can email me if you have any questions that aren't answered here about radio or AMRON or whatever. The email is S-O, like Southern Oregon, G-M-R-S-N-E-T at gmail.com. S-O-G-M-R-S-net at gmail.com. We are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. And we have some that already do. It is amazing, beautiful. Thank you. The only expectation, folks, is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, I'm going to say the AMRON word of the week, and this is to help you with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is important for all radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. The word is a Bible verse. You do not have to repeat it if you do not want to. And to save time, please, it's not open for discussion. Thank you very much. All right, write this down. The net word of the week is Matthew 24:14. I'll say it again. The net word of the week is Matthew 24:14. And I'm going to spell that. M-A-T-T-H-E-W and the figures 2:4:1:4. Okay, let's get the jokes and trivia for the week. The dad joke is, I could tell the joke about pizza, but it's a little cheesy. Sorry, I really don't have a man voice, so I couldn't say that very well, but there you go. Mom advice. Some days, you question your parenting. Other days, you have to question your child's childing. Okay, I got some radio trivia for this week. It's a little long, but I thought it was pretty darn cool. Some of you may know it, and some of you may not, but here's a refresher. The question, though both of these brilliant men played a part in it, the invention of the radio transmitter and receiver in order to send messages over distance is usually associated with which scientist? Guglielmo Marconi or Heinrich Hertz? The answer is Guglielmo Marconi. The invention of radio is often attributed to multiple key figures, notably Heinrich Hertz and Guglielmo Marconi, each of whom played crucial roles in its development, but in different ways. Hertz, a German physicist, was the first to experimentally demonstrate the existence of electromagnetic waves in the late 1880s. His experiments in 1887 confirmed James Clerk Maxwell's theoretical predictions regarding electromagnetic radiation. Hertz built devices that could generate and detect these waves, which he referred to as Hertzian waves. However, while Hertz provided the existence of radio waves, it was Guglielmo Marconi, an Italian inventor who is credited with developing the first practical system for wireless telegraphy. In the late 1890s, Marconi began experimenting with Hertz's principles to send messages over long distances without the use of wires. By 1895, he successfully transmitted signals over a distance of about 2.4 kilometers, 1.5 miles. Marconi's innovations, including improving the transmitter and receiver designs, which allowed for greater distances and more reliable communication. Marconi achieved several other significant milestones, including the first transatlantic radio transmission in 1901, in which he successfully sent the letter S as three dots in Morse code from Cornwall, England to Newfoundland, Canada. And the last little bit about this is his work led to the establishment of the first commercial wireless communication service and laid the groundwork for the radio industry. So thank you to Heinrich Hertz and Guglielmo Marconi. All right, the order of the net is as follows. We'll take announcements. We'll do check-ins, do online check-in confirmations, late check-ins and visitors. I'll read the intelligence brief, and then we'll do the Channel 3 project and close out the net with any questions. Okay, let's start with announcements. Ladies first, please. That would be Karen, 359. Are you there?
WRJX, 359, Karen.
Karen, you are loud and clear to the repeater. Go ahead with your message.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion, we support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Karen. As a member of the Patriot Ladies Net, I think it's pretty cool to be there on Wednesday night and talk about things with friends that we know on the radio, practice our skills. So thank you once again for doing that. I love being part of it. Next, let's go to the Illinois Valley with Craig 605. How's your radio working this week?
WRBJ 605.
Craig, a little bit scratchy, but your volume is great and you're coming in clear enough to read. So go ahead with your message.
Thank you. Connecting the community with radio all the time. IVAR, the Valley Amateur Radio Club, community education, activities, and technical assistance. We meet every second Tuesday, 6 p.m., at Wild River Pizza and Care Junction. We have a TV net Sunday night at 6:15 p.m. It happens to get we have Simplex, FRS, Channel 3 project. Find out more about it, iBark.org, iBark.org at coton.me, iBark Facebook, and iBark YouTube. Thank you, and could you do an early check-in for Alpha and Bravo? Thank you.
Yes, Craig, WRPJ 605 A and B. I got you and Judy checked in. Thanks for the information about the iBark, Illinois Valley stuff. For all of you who couldn't hear that, it was a little broken up. It is ivarc.org to talk about, go to the organization for radio in the Illinois Valley. It's quite the cool club. They've got a lot going on and a lot of different nets. So thanks, Craig. Are there any other announcements at this time? Please come now.
Kimmer 439er.
Dave 439, go ahead with your message.
Thank you very much, Kimber. Yeah, I'm really excited about the CV that's going on out here in Cave Junction, and there's also a great CV in Grants Pass, and it's a lot of fun. It's not ham radio, it's a kick, and we love it. So I'd like to see more people get involved in the CB. Roger out there and Grants Pass, he handles that, and it's just a lot of fun. So I'll let you get back to net there, and thanks a lot there, Kimber. Have a good evening, and I'm waiting for the net.
Copy that, Dave. Yeah, I still haven't got my CB set up. I have one. I guess I better get to that, get the antenna and get everything going. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I've done it before, so I hope that you guys out there are listening and can do that. I know that they do it on AM, FM, and lower sideband, right?
Yeah, A-firm on that. I wanted to mention that, Kimber, because FM is a lot more clear, it's a little more power, and lower sideband is great. You know, it's in between those channels, and we do three different bands. And we do the Channel 3 project, so it's great, and it's a real good emergency radio. And also, when you're rolling down the road, you can know what's going on with the truckers and the RVs. So back to net.
Copy that. Thanks, Dave. That is all great information. All right, any other announcements, please come now.